everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into something pretty heavy, but something I think a lot of us have experienced in one way or another.
Definitely. It can be a tough topic, but so important to unpack.
Right. We're talking about the lasting impact of growing up with a parent who maybe displayed narcissistic traits, and how that can affect you even as an adult.
Yeah, a lot of people don't even realize the connection.
Absolutely. It's often hidden, even from the people experiencing it. It's like, it's just their normal. Mm. And that's why we're here. We really want to shine a light on this, validate what so many people go through.
Exactly. Offer some insights, maybe some ways to understand and navigate these challenges if you've experienced this yourself, or maybe you see it in someone you love.
Exactly. And to do this, we've got some fascinating sources to pull from.
Yeah, a bunch of different perspectives.
So first up, we've got this YouTube video by Jerry Wise. It's called Covert Narcissistic Mother or Father, The Hidden Abuse No One Sees. And it's a really great place to start because it highlights how subtle this can be.
Yeah. Jerry Wise is really good at explaining how.
Mm-hmm.
You know, covert narcissism is different from what people usually think of. It's not always those big, obvious narcissistic behaviors.
Right. It's not always someone being like super loud and attention seeking.
Exactly. With covert narcissism, parents can appear loving and caring on the surface. So the abuse is almost invisible. Especially to outsiders.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it so hard for the child. They don't even realize what's happening isn't normal.
Right. They just think that's how families are.
So one of the things Wise talks about is this victim mentality. That's so common with covert narcissists.
Oh, yeah. They're always the ones being wronged or suffering.
Right. And that forces the child into this weird role reversal.
Or they become the caretaker.
Exactly. It's like their childhood becomes about managing the parents' emotions instead of their own.
Which is just... such a huge burden for a child.
Yeah.
And it can really mess them up later in life.
Absolutely. And he talks about guilt tripping as a tactic, you know, those parents who are always reminding you of all the sacrifices they've made, making you feel like you owe them everything.
It's a form of control for sure.
Right. It makes it almost impossible to set boundaries or say no without feeling incredibly guilty.
And like you're betraying them.
Exactly. And another thing Wise talks about is the silent treatment. Oh, God, the silent treatment.
Man. That one's brutal.
It is. When the parent is unhappy, they just shut down. Withdraw all affection and communication. It's like a punishment.
It creates this constant anxiety for the child.
Mm-hmm.
Like walking on eggshells, always afraid of saying or doing the wrong thing.
And they're desperate for that approval. So they end up doing whatever it takes to get back in the parents' good graces.
Which can set them up for some really unhealthy relationships down the line.
Totally. And then there's the passive aggressiveness. You know, those backhanded compliments or jokes with a little sting to them.
Like the classic, you look good for your age.
Or that dress is nice. It hides your tummy.
Ugh. So damaging.
It is. Because it chips away at your self-esteem.
Right.
While the parent can just deny any bad intentions.
Right. They can always say, oh, I was just kidding. Or you're too sensitive.
So you end up questioning your own perceptions, your own reality.
Yeah. It's like gaslighting light.
And then Wise also talks about how love and approval are conditional in these dynamics.
It's not that unconditional love that every child needs.
Right. It's only given when you meet their expectations.
Which teaches you that you're only worthy of love when you're performing.
Exactly. It sets you up for a lifetime of seeking external validation, never really feeling good enough on your own.
And then the inconsistency. You know, they can be so loving one minute and then cold and critical the next.
Yeah, like you never know what to expect.
That creates a really unstable environment for a child. It makes it hard to feel safe and secure.
So they're constantly on edge, trying to figure out how to please the parent.
And that can lead to anxiety and trust issues that follow them into adulthood.
And Wise talks about how these parents undermine self-confidence through subtle criticism.
It might not be outright yelling or put-downs, but it's these little digs and dismissals that wear you down over time.
Maybe you're excited about something you achieved, and they're just like, oh, that's nice, dear, but don't get a big head.
Exactly. It makes you question your own abilities. Your own worth.
And then there's triangulation, where they bring a third party into the conflict.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic manipulation tactic.
Right? It could be another family member, a teacher, even a therapist.
To validate their own perspective.
And make the child feel ganged up on.
Totally. And Wise gives this example of a parent involving a school counselor in a dispute with their child.
It's just, wow. It's really isolating.
And it teaches you to avoid direct confrontation. Because you always feel outnumbered.
Another thing Wise talks about is this, feigning helplessness.
where the parent acts incapable.
Yeah, to burden the child with more responsibility.
It's like they're forcing the child to become the parent.
Right, and that robs the child of their own childhood.
It makes them grow up too fast.
And finally, emotional exploitation, where they use the child's empathy and kindness to get what they want.
It's like they prey on the child's good heart.
And the child ends up feeling used and starts to question their own good intentions.
It can be hard to have healthy boundaries after that.
So, it's a pretty bleak picture, but it's important to understand these tactics.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power.
So, moving on, we've got this article from Psychology Today. It's called How Narcissistic Parents Create Emotional Voids in Adulthood. And this one really dives into the long-term consequences.
Yeah. This one is heavy, but so insightful.
It talks about these emotional voids that are created by the emotional neglect that's so common with narcissistic parenting.
These kids grow up learning that their own needs are unimportant.
Yeah. They learn to suppress their emotions because validation only comes when they achieve something or do what the parent wants.
And that can lead to some really deep-seated feelings of emptiness and numbness.
That can last into adulthood.
Yeah. And the article talks about how these voids are basically created because narcissistic caregivers just can't provide that consistent, non-contingent validation and emotional support that a child needs.
Right. Because their own needs always come first.
Exactly. They might be interested in their child's successes, but only because it reflects well on them.
Like a trophy child.
Yeah. The child's feelings don't really matter. It's all about the parent's ego.
And the article describes these really harsh parenting styles, emotionally dismissive, punitive, even gaslighting.
Which gaslighting is just, it's so insidious.
It is. It makes you question your own sanity, your own memories.
It can be really hard to break free from that.
And the article also touches on trauma bonds.
Those unhealthy attachments that develop in abusive relationships.
Right. It's this cycle of cruelty mixed with occasional kindness or normalcy.
Which keeps you hooked. Hoping for more of those good times.
Even though the bad times are way more frequent.
It can be a really hard cycle to break.
And the article lists some common consequences for adult children of narcissistic parents. Anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, even complex PTSD.
It can be really debilitating.
And they list some common signs that can accompany this emotional emptiness. A limited understanding of healthy love, fears of emotional intimacy.
Internalized gaslighting. Chronic self-blame. Avoidance of vulnerability, hypersensitivity to criticism, hyperreactivity to stress.
Insecurity, inability to identify emotions, imposter syndrome, apathy.
Attraction to chaos, low self-worth, emotional masking, constantly seeking external validation.
Perfectionism, fear of rejection, internalized shame.
And the tendency to attract toxic relationships.
It's like a whole constellation of symptoms.
That can really affect every area of your life.
And the article stresses the importance of becoming aware of these experiences.
And a first step toward healing.
Right. And often seeking therapy.
Because therapy can provide the tools and support you need to break free from these patterns.
So, now let's look at this thread from the Raised by Narcissists subreddit about repeating trauma in adult relationships.
This one is so relatable for so many people.
It is. It talks about this tendency for adult children of narcissists to basically repeat the same dynamics from their childhood.
Like they're drawn to the same kind of people.
Right. Maybe they end up in relationships where they're constantly giving and giving.
And never getting anything back.
Or they're attracted to partners who are emotionally unavailable or even abusive.
And the thread talks about how this repetition often comes from this unconscious desire to finally get that love and validation that was missing in childhood.
Like they're trying to fix that original wound.
By winning the affection of someone who reminds them of their parent.
It's kind of heartbreaking when you think about it.
It is. And the thread also mentions that healthy relationships might actually feel unsuitable to people who grew up with this kind of dynamic.
Because they don't have that familiar drama.
Right. The constant ups and downs, the need to prove yourself.
It's like their internal radar is set to dysfunction.
They don't know how to recognize or be comfortable with a healthy relationship.
And there's this risk of setting yourself up for constant disappointment because you're always seeking out those familiar dynamics.
Hoping that this time it will be different.
But it rarely is.
Not without a lot of conscious effort and healing.
And there's this one user in the thread who talks about starting therapy and how it helped them to finally spot and cut out narcissistic people from their life.
That's so hopeful. It shows the change is possible.
It really does. And another user talks about the long-term fallout from their abusive narcissistic father including him withholding medical information.
Oh, wow.
It's really disturbing. It shows how far this can go.
How deep the betrayal can be.
And the thread also talks about that internal conflict.
Between wanting to avoid narcissists.
But also that unconscious pull to try and fix the original relationship with the parent.
It's like they're hoping they can somehow make the parent love them the way they need to be loved.
Which can lead them right back into the arms of another narcissist.
It's a tough cycle to break.
And there are all these examples in the thread of people realizing they've been repeating these patterns, like ending good relationships to go back to a narcissistic ex.
Or only dating people with major mommy or daddy issues.
It's like they're unconsciously drawn to what's familiar, even if it's harmful.
And the thread acknowledges that. It can take a long time to even realize these patterns are happening.
And then it takes even more work to break free.
To learn how to have healthy relationships.
It's like learning a whole new language.
It is. It takes time and patience.
So now let's move on to this thread from narcissistic parents, where someone shares a really specific experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's about this pregnant person who's being guilt-tripped by their mother for not flying across the country with a newborn and a toddler.
Wow.
Yeah. The mom is basically saying, well, I flew with you as a newborn, so you can do the same.
It's that classic invalidation of the other person's experience.
Right. Like the mom can't even see that the daughter is in a completely different situation.
And it's so manipulative, trying to force her into doing something that's just not realistic or healthy for her or her kids.
And the advice in the thread is so good. It's like directly stating that the mom seems unwilling to visit, setting firm boundaries.
Refusing to JD.
Which stands for justify, argue, defend, or explain.
Because narcissists love to drag you into those arguments.
Where they can just wear you down.
And the thread emphasizes that. You have to prioritize your own well-being and the well-being of your children.
It's not selfish to say no.
And ultimately, if the mom wants a relationship with her grandkids, it's her responsibility to make it happen.
Right. It's not all on the daughter.
Yeah, that's empowering.
It is. So let's switch gears a bit
and
look at this article by Dr. Ryan Wilkes about the impact of narcissistic parenting on children's mental health.
All right.
He starts by talking about how childhood should ideally be this time of safety, security, unconditional love.
Which is just not the reality for kids raised by narcissistic parents.
No, it's the opposite.
And he gives a really clear definition of narcissistic personality disorder, NPD.
Emphasizing that lack of empathy, which I think is so key to understanding all of this.
It is, because if you don't have empathy, you can't truly understand or care about another person's needs, especially a child's needs.
And Dr. Wilkes points out how these parents might see their children as competition or like extensions of themselves.
Instead of separate individuals.
Right, which can be so damaging to the child's sense of self.
It can make them feel like they're not allowed to have their own thoughts or feelings.
Like they only exist to serve the parents' needs.
And he lists some other common traits. Inflexibility, lying, manipulation.
Superficiality, self-involvement, a sense of superiority.
It's like a recipe for a toxic family dynamic.
And then he talks about some of the common feelings that kids and adult children of narcissistic parents experience.
Like a deep sense of low self-worth, feeling invisible.
Codependency.
Self-doubt.
And he emphasizes how therapy can help.
To build a stronger sense of self, develop self-compassion, and learn how to have healthy relationships.
And finally, we've got all these excerpts from the Raised by Narcissists subreddit that really show the diversity of experiences.
And the long-lasting impact.
Like this one user who talks about feeling watched but not seen.
Having to constantly conform to their parents' expectations.
Just to avoid upsetting them.
It's so sad.
And another user talks about how their parents controlled their tone of voice, which made them become super quiet and withdrawn.
It's amazing how these seemingly small acts of control can have such a huge impact.
And there's a story about parents who sabotaged their child's wedding because of their own drama with another family member.
Wow.
It shows how self-centered they can be.
Their own needs always come first.
And there's this really important point that it doesn't matter if the parents knew better. The child still experiences the hurt and the trauma.
Right. Intent doesn't negate impact.
And one user talks about burning a letter from their narcissistic parent after going no contact.
But still feeling that emotional weight.
It shows how hard it can be to break free, even when you physically remove yourself from the situation.
Those emotional ties run deep.
And there's some really extreme examples shared, like this grandmother who believed her birth ended World War II.
Wow.
Yeah. And this story about a therapist who was horrified by what their client described as a normal childhood.
Which really highlights how what might seem normal within a family can actually be incredibly traumatic.
And there's this one example that's just, it's so sad. It's about a mother giving her young children the silent treatment for saying they preferred their dad.
It's like she's punishing them for having a natural feeling.
And there are all these stories about how these parents create these really controlled environments, like these unnaturally clean and tidy homes.
Where the kids feel suffocated.
And there's this recurring theme of childhood depression and isolation.
Stemming from a lack of love, guidance, empathy.
And these reminders that gifts don't excuse abuse.
And that toxic parents often apologize. But then just go back to their old ways.
That's like they never really change.
And then there's this question of whether it's ever too late to rebuild. After all this trauma.
And one user shares this story about their mom, who filed police reports after they left her family phone plan to escape her harassment.
Oh my God.
It just shows how extreme this can get.
How far they'll go to maintain control.
I think the big takeaway here is that covert narcissism is real. It's damaging. And it can have these really long-lasting effects.
It can. And if you're listening to this and it's resonating with you, you're not alone.
So many people have experienced this, and your feelings are valid.
And recognizing these patterns,
mm-hmm.
understanding where they come from,
mm-hmm.
is the first step towards healing.
And breaking free.
Building healthier relationships with yourself and with others.
So we'll leave you with this. Think about which of these hidden impacts or adult manifestations really resonated with you.
What new awareness did you gain?
What questions do you still have?
Be gentle with yourself.
Seek out support if you need it.
And remember that healing is always possible.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
We'll see you next time.